We're in the same room.
We are. But why are we in the same room? Is it a podcast?
Why are we in the same room? I suppose our audio listeners won't understand that, though.
No, they won't, because they'll have never seen us. Imagine that. Imagine them listening to us all this time, wondering what we look like, and then they've just jumped on YouTube just for this episode and gone, oh, they do it in the same room, sat next to each other. I never imagined that, because the audio is always completely different. Never imagined that.
Do you know what, as well, I've never realised, but why you wrote poo on your list?
Poo? I haven't written poo on my list.
Poo?
That's pod. P-O-D.
Your D's aren't very good.
Your reading's not very good.
That's a capital D. Why you put a capital D?
Yeah, I'm not. I always mix up my capitals and my, what's the others? Singles?
Not capitals.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, that's what they are. And I always mix them up when I write, and I don't quite know why. Anyway, welcome, everyone, to episode 31.
Is it 31?
It's 31. Well, it was 30 last week, so I'm guessing another week on top. My maths isn't that bad, Matt. So we're here. We've got loads to talk about again. Things like jump into the darts world where I go, oh, we've got to talk about that. And it's happened this last week. You know, we had Mike Dedecker on, as you know, as a special guest.
Never licked a battery.
Never licked a battery. I wonder if he's done it since. We'll have to catch up with him.
Curiosity would make you.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it? So maybe Mike's licked a battery by now, and it did him proud because he got a semi-final of the Pro Tour and
final of European.
Final of European. So yeah, maybe he's licked a battery and now he's playing better. Who knows? But yeah, moving on from licking batteries, he's playing. Mike's playing great.
I never thought this was a direction.
No,
we would go.
No, I didn't. Yeah,
batteries.
When we thought about doing a podcast, yeah. But yeah, let's be topical for once. Mervyn King, bankrupt. How, Matt? Like what? 30 years in the sport, top 10 in the world, Premier League player. Bankrupt. All I've heard is he just hadn't paid any tax for 20 years or something. I'm like, how do you think? Oh, I'll do it next year. I don't know what the circumstances are, but
the official interview said that Mervyn King didn't know that he had to pay tax on it because he thought it was winnings, not earnings.
Well, it's not like winning the lottery. You don't pay tax on that, but it's. What, and for 20 years nobody told him he was wrong? That's the bit, isn't it? He's got management, a wife. At what point are you thinking, maybe I'll just double check? Or just leave it, it'd be fine. Sounds like something you'd do that, Matt. But I know you're, with your taxes, you're on it, aren't you?
Oh, I hate it.
Well, who likes it? Who likes paying tax and who likes having to fill in all the forms and everything?
Got an accountant.
Ah, of course you have. Got somebody to do it for you. Yeah, I can imagine that. So anyway, I don't know what's going to become of that, but we know, well, I certainly know what became of, I can't remember his name, Ken Dodd. Do you remember Ken Dodd?
No.
Do you not? You're not old enough. Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men. He was a comedian in the like 60s, 70s and 80s. Didn't pay any tax. Went to jail just for tax evasion. So I hope that doesn't happen to Mervyn. Lovely guy. Do you know what? Mervyn, when I was playing, I'm sure it was the same when you were, always the first person in practicing. Always. Oh, yeah. Like you'd be like, the door's just opened. I've walked in. He's already on a board. How's that? Is he like run past me or something? But he was always there practicing really, really hard and seemed a nice enough guy. So I hope it all works out all right. But just never seems to be a dull moment in the world of darts, Matt, at the moment.
It's that time of year, though, isn't it? Like, we're at that point of year where new tool card holders are trying to find the feet. Existing ones are trying to have a good start to the year. Some people are thinking about cards this year. Some people are looking at the world. Some people are looking at the match play. It's the time of year where everyone's really engaged and playing for something.
But is it just me? Or is there
it's
more...
definitely you.
Yeah, is there more
right there.
Controversy than normal? We've had a couple of players banned. We had one that came back. We've had people whinging about the Euro tours now being the top eight are all there and the rankings. And just seems like there's... Is it just being broadcast more? Are we just is there just more media and we get to find out about everything now?
Or have we got a situation where things have been blowing up more?
Sensationalised. I like that word. Yeah, sensationalised. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we'll probably be doing that next week on Rate My Hockey, because the episode that's going out on Wednesday, when we go to the Hustlers in Newcastle,
yes,
that, I can tell you now, was possibly the worst darts venue I've ever gone into in my life. I don't know how, you know,
it was recommended by multiple people, to which we've sort of gone, was that a wind-up?
I think,
because how it works is that we get recommended venues, they go into a spreadsheet, they get recommended several times, I look it up on the internet, looks like a good place to go, it's in a city centre, blah, 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 they've got 10 boards, whatever, let's go. We walked in there, well, before we even walked in there, we weren't getting good vibes, were we?
Oh, I think what didn't give it good vibes was the gang tags outside, the broken glass, the empty beer cans, the sleeping bags...
Yeah.
And syringes.
Yes.
I think that probably gave us the vibe that maybe this isn't the sort of place certainly you traditionally wouldn't go to.
Yeah. Yeah, no, definitely. And but again, we sort of looked at it like we do with these places. Could it be so much better? Yes.
Well, it couldn't be any worse, could it?
Well, really? No, it certainly couldn't be any worse. But it could have a makeover and it could be much better. It's a big enough place. It just needs
a makeover?
Well, a big one. Yeah. No, I'm thinking a big, like... million quid or something.
Oh, it needs a proper revamp, yeah, doesn't
it? Or they could just close it and move somewhere else. That's a bit harsh, maybe.
I think the first thing they need to do is address the genuine fear of death.
I don't think we've ever said that before, like, have we? You know?
I mean, the electricity hanging out the walls.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
The fact that I don't feel safe going to my car afterwards.
Yeah. But, I mean, if we are addressing Rate My Hockey, a couple of weeks back now, some people actually agree with me.
Yeah.
Where I was,
for once in a while.
You know, the Scolia one, the Rollies, people saying, actually, Andy's right. Got to have a backup. You loved it. You were like, what? You know, 9 out of 10, best scoring system in the world. But a lot of people went, got to have a backup. Andy's right, need a whiteboard or a blackboard or something. So that was quite interesting because I thought I was going to get slated for that. I had a proper monk on. I was gone. I think I missed one of the categories. I was like, right, crack on. But yeah, there was a few people going, yeah. And so...
But I also noticed there was one comment that really didn't agree with you, and that was you with your Blazing Squad jacket.
Oh, I think somebody said he's 17.
Mm. We both look the same.
Yeah, right at the end, me 17. It was cold though. It was cold, and I was having a moment after we've look.
And you're
we've
not
been
18,
through,
though, Andy.
Yeah, but we've been through my midlife crisis, Matt. We did it last week. I bought a record player. Yeah, so I bought a record player and a load of vinyl. So clearly, buying a white long puffer jacket felt like the right thing to do this year. God knows what's coming next.
Motorbike.
Oh. I think you've got to take a new license, haven't you, to get one of them really fast ones.
What was on a really fast one? You didn't do anything fast.
Yeah, I don't. What do you mean I don't do anything fast? Why do you think I've got points on my license? I don't do anything fast anymore.
You've got points on your license.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why I drive slow now. But it's
slow.
Yeah, I know. It's motorbike. I never thought that's adrenaline, is it? I like roller coasters. Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah.
I like Alton Towers and all that sort of stuff. Oh, I love that. Absolutely love that. Get me on that, The Wicker Man. Oh, get me on that.
Well, we're going to Blackpool to do some filming soon. We're popping Pleasure Beach.
But Alton Towers in Staffordshire.
Yeah, we'll go to Pleasure Beach.
Oh, the big one.
Whack it on company expenses. Here we go. Matt and Andy wanted to go out to Pleasure Beach the other day.
10 quid a go. Yeah, we'll have another go. In fact, we'll just stay on. We'll just keep paying.
That shows you how long you haven't been to the Pleasure Beach that you can buy.
Can you not buy tickets anymore?
You got my wristband. You don't buy per ride.
Oh, you can't just walk in anymore.
No,
no, you're right. I mean, I used to live there, but it's years.
You used to go in, didn't you? You used to just walk
paper
through.
Ride.
Paper ride. Or if you collected sun tokens.
Yes.
Remember that? You used to go in your sun tokens.
Yeah, and you could get a day at the Pleasure Beach and a caravan for about 7 quid. was great.
Still can.
Still
and a pint.
And change. But yeah, no, I mean, it's a pleasure beach in absolute years. But I always used to think, even living in Blackpool, difference between the pleasure beach and Alton Towers, apologies to our international viewers now, I haven't got a clue what we're talking about. Well, let's think, compare it to Disney World or something, I don't know. Alton Towers was the Disney World, and Blackpool Pleasure Beach was kind of like the
not Disney
the circuses in town. Yeah. It was rickety. You got on stuff and it was like, am I safe on this? You know, whereas at Alton Towers, you're all strapped in, of course, until there was an accident. And then we went, oh, right, okay.
Yeah, well done.
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, I've got loads of stuff to talk about this week. I'm going. Any football fans what listening? I bet there are.
You do, let's stay on sorry. Blackpool, because we're going there.
Oh.
Do you know you can still get a burger for £1 in Blackpool?
Yes.
We need to try and figure out if there's a way we can make content around the £1 burger. Suggestions in the comments.
So just so you can eat one, because food is your thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but how's that going to go on the darts channel?
I'll throw the burger in the air and you see if you can hit it with a dart.
I've got one. What we'll do is I will throw a dart blindfolded. Right?
Yeah.
And whatever it scores, that's how many £1 burgers you have to eat.
No. How about that?
I'll probably hit a treble 20.
Yeah.
With 60 burgers.
60 burgers, yeah. I'll be like man versus food, won't I? I'll be like, oh.
Imagine turning up, right, 60 burgers.
60 burgers, right. Oh, are you helping out all the homeless? No, he's just lost a challenge.
He's at a treble 20.
Yeah. No, so we're not doing that. So, moving on. We talk quite a lot of dart stuff there, actually, for early. So I've got some questions for you this week, because I know you like quiz questions.
On your poo list.
So on my poo list, yeah. I've got a few questions. I'm doing some coaching at Manchester City Football Club. That's how I started talking about football then. I'm not allowed to say who for, but I'm going to do some coaching at Manchester City Football Club. Now, there'll be some people watching going, ooh, and there'll be some people watching going, couldn't care less. But anyway, that'll be interesting to see. But it's like Fort Knox. You've got to have a code to get here. You've got to have somebody's name to go through this gate. You've got to phone somebody when you go through this gate. You ain't getting in there, I tell you. Amazing place. Anyway.
Well, anything else you want to flex on us? Because there was nothing. There was no value to that to anybody but you.
If there's a Man City fan watching, he's now thinking, yeah, I wonder if it's Haaland.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to do some coaching.
Haaland.
I'm not telling you where it is.
Yeah, well, this is. I've been signed to secrecy.
This is just. Well, why are you talking about it?
Well, all right, I'll move on.
I've got some things on this list, right? But I'm not going to tell you about it. But they're on here.
Intrigue.
No, it's
can't
not
tell
intrigue.
Them everything. It's intrigue.
That's just you flexing
your
ego.
I might come back next week and go, actually, I'm allowed to tell you now.
So why don't you change it next week? You just want to flex on, have you? And go, look, I'm doing this at Manchester City Football Club. Oh, I need an ID card.
He's never flexed before in his life. Never flexed.
No, I don't.
You wouldn't even know. In fact, do you know, listeners, that we actually sell a Matthew Edgar dart? Have you ever heard that? Or that he hit a 170 against Gary Anderson? Because these are things you probably don't know.
But do you know
that
what?
You're finding out for the first time.
But do you know what? I'm telling the viewers things I've done. I didn't go, do you know what? I won a match with a 170. I can't tell you who it is against. But it happened. I'm actually telling... And when I say my darts are out, I didn't go, there's some Matthew Edgar product coming out. I can't tell you what it is.
Right, anyway, moving right on. You've been having a rant for weeks now about walk-ons.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of agreement. Yeah. People are going, yeah, it's ridiculous. So, I've got a question for you. And I'm having my poo list to myself. Who, in your opinion, are the best... three walk-ons of all time. And I've got my three.
You're really struggling.
What, there haven't been any good ones?
Not really. Wayne Mardle.
Yeah, he's on my list. He's actually top of my list of three. We should talk, really, because the silence and people will be like, oh, they've gone. They've fallen out, they've gone. I'll give you one then. Barney.
Okay, yeah.
With the eyes thing, yeah. And when he gets on stage and does the pose,
yep.
He's not singing along,
yep.
He's playing along the game. Yeah, you agree with me there?
Yeah, it's Hook.
And my last one's from like the 80s, so you're only just about born then.
Now, the viewers, they're going to say things like, remember when Bob Anderson came on with the horse?
Bob Anderson on the horse.
Right.
That's on my list.
Okay.
Okay.
But what made that special? Was it Bob Anderson or the horse?
The horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, he never did it again.
Bob Anderson. Yeah.
No.
He didn't like it.
No, the, right,
okay.
No, the horse didn't
what
like
about
him.
John Henderson, Premier League? Why is that memorable? Because of the showpiece around it. It was memorable because of everything that came with the bagpipes and thing where you came out of the Premier League.
Yeah.
So what's important? The bagpipes or John Henderson?
Yeah. So, So we're struggling then, aren't we?
What about when John Park came out with the Stormtroopers?
Yes.
It's memorable because of the Stormtroopers. So this is one of those things like, yes, you can have these memorable walk, but there's a difference between a memorable walk-on and you being the thing, the centre of attention, being the thing that makes happen. Wayne Mardell was. Barneveld with the eyes, like you say, he is.
What about Peter Wright, then? Are you a fan of Peter Wright's walk-on? Because that's about Peter Wright.
I was. But it hasn't evolved in 12 years.
No. Maybe if he'd started, like, breakdancing by now, you know, because that'd be interesting. I mean, what else? I don't think you're allowed to do that, though. I think you would get in trouble for that. Yeah, no, I think you get in trouble for that. So we're struggling. So here's an opportunity for somebody right now to go, I'm going to make it my mission. Did you like that?
A mission.
Yeah, you like that, didn't you? To go on that stage and do something that I can repeat that's going to be memorable, that people are going to get into, that doesn't involve me doing karaoke. And if that person does that, we'll be talking about him, won't we?
I think the likelihood is someone's going to put on 80s wedding mega mix and stand on their arm and go, I love you, baby. I think that's the most likely.
Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Right, do you want to do comments? Because I've had to give them to you. Now, I printed them off thinking I'd be at home, I'd have my glasses, I could read them, but we're not at home. We're at mission headquarters, and I can't read them. I haven't got my glasses. It's too small. Now, you've promised me you can read them.
It's also quite funny because Andy's obviously passed me the comments, and I'm someone who doesn't like to read.
You're not kidding.
And he's passed me, because you go through those. I've read about three words. I'm like, oh, I'll just do it when we're live. Yep. And he's like, just read them, will you? I'm like, no, it's fine. So
if he gets one that he can't read, or if he has got no clue what it's about, he should have done his preparation.
Right. What about your...
Can you read out the person's name? But I know you've not done this before.
Okay, it's Shabe Z9X.
Okay.
It was an hour. He edited his comment as well. What about your dream player from aspects of current players? So say scoring, double, stage presence, consistency, be interesting, great podcast as usual.
Oh, that's all, I like that.
Well, of course you do. You wouldn't put it on the list if you
didn't.
Yeah, did,
yeah. No, but normally I'm getting it. I'm getting it thinking you'll like that, but I actually like it. So we'll both do it. We'll both do it.
Of course we will. Like, it's your list.
I'm just chuffed.
Oh,
you
great
read
question,
it.
Matt.
I'm just chuffed I've made you read something. I'm just chuffed I made you read something. I almost want you to read it again. So,
oh, speaking of which, this is a moment for the. So when we review footage, like, I've been saying to Andy, like, I'm not that sarcastic, am I? Like,
oh my
surely
God.
This is an edit. Like, I'm not.
Matt Edgar said, I'm not as sarcastic as I'm coming across in those videos. Get in the comments. Those of you that have known Matt a while, is he sarcastic? Let's have a think about that.
And when another episode come up, I'm like, God, I'm really sarcastic. And then he's like, how is this news to you?
So, scoring.
I've never seen anyone's statistics that are score as high as Luke Littler. Ever.
What about Chizzy at his best?
No.
No?
Littler
no
is unbelievable. And the 180%, he's nearly one every two legs.
Wow.
And that's over 12 months. Like, it's incredible. Yeah. You can't have anyone below.
Okay, so it has to be Littler for scoring. Okay, what was the next category?
Doubling. City West Hotel, that's quite nice.
There you go. Doubling. Who's am I going to pick to a double for me? Weirdly, Johnny Clayton came straight in my head.
Oh, well, that'll be your first impression.
Yeah. Johnny Clayton seems to hit because his setup plays so bad.
Mm.
But when he has a look at a double, he seems to hit it. Who would you go with?
I would go with Mission Zone Ryan Joyce. Statistically, being one of the best finishers in the world over the last 3 years. Stats don't let where everyone else comes up and goes out or comes in for a little bit and has a bit of form. Ryan Joyce is just consistently brilliant.
I know somebody that was number one in statistics for Dublin in the World Championship in one of the rounds one year, but I don't think you've ever mentioned it.
No. Well, maybe what happened is I went, someone was world number one at finishing.
But I'm not going to tell you who it is.
I'm not going to tell you who it was, though.
Brilliant. That's going to be the theme from now on. Right, okay. So what was the next category?
Stage presence.
Phil Taylor. 100. Or Bristow.
I would put Taylor as consistency. And you can't have the same player twice. I'm making up the rules on this.
Okay, so I'm having Taylor.
Because it's my questions that you really enjoy.
I love
Taylor. Oh, yeah, good question, that one.
I love Taylor for stage presence.
Okay, right. Ian Maudsley, 7-5-5. Let's play a scenario. How long, with disciplined practice, 1 hour a day, would it take a beginner with an average of 30 to reach an 80 average and a time scale for every 10 points on average? Keep it simple, Matt.
So the question was clearly to you.
Okay. With disciplined practice, an hour a day.
I think it's an impossible question.
Well, there's a lot of variable to that. An hour a day is good time. You know, sports development continuum suggests participation to performance. We need 2 hours a day.
He said keep it simple.
So we're halfway between that. Now, performance, you'd say, is an 80 average. So you're getting half the amount of time of a performance sector.
Is this simple enough for you? We've not got anywhere near the answer yet, have we? We've just waffled. So I'll give you the answer. The answer is, it depends what standard you're at. You can't make...
You just said 30 average.
You can't make every player into an
80
average.
It's in the question.
No, you can't do... You have to have some natural ability. It's the age-old question. Could you take, as a coach, a player that walks through the door now that's never played darts in his life, he'll give you unlimited amount of time. He'll practice with you every day if you want. Can you make him a professional?
Yeah.
No. Disagree. Totally disagree. Has to have some natural ability. Has to have some high hand-eye coordination. And you can't teach that, I'm afraid.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't. If you could do that...
Well, I'd best go screw my degree up and all my qualifications. Of course you can teach hand-eye coordination.
You have to have a degree. Otherwise it would...
I do have a degree.
Otherwise it would be every sport.
It is.
Did you make anybody a professional footballer?
Yes.
Why didn't you make them all professional footballers?
Because I didn't have as much time with them.
So you could have made them all professionals. So every footballer that's kicked a ball could be a professional.
Course.
Ridiculous. Absolute nonsense. Absolutely. You're not reading these questions again. This is the last time.
So what makes someone different to the other one then?
What
makes that person a professional potential but not that one?
He can run faster.
I see. So you can't teach to run speed. You can't speak speed.
No, otherwise everybody would be Usain Bolt. Well, they're not. They've all got coaches, Matt, but they can't get run as fast as Usain Bolt. Why? Footballers have all got coaches, others.
No, you said professional. You've reframed it. Because you said, can I be a professional where I earn a living? And now you're comparing it to the world's greatest athlete.
So could you take me today and make me a professional footballer?
No, you don't.
Why? Oh, you said anybody. You didn't say age was a thing. You said anybody. You said anybody can be a professional. It's the same at darts.
Okay, anybody who's got the physical capabilities. If you've got no legs, I can't make you... let's clear it all up, shall we? If you've got no legs, I'm not going to be able to do it with you. Like, there's limitations.
What about if you've got no feet?
But... Well, he's got no legs, you're not going to have feet, are you? Like, that would look a bit weird if you've got no legs to see his feet walking around. Half the Invisible Man... No, everybody is there, which is why now in PE we don't teach the way we used to. So it used to be like invasion games, for example. Like in winter you do invasion games. Invasion games would be basically where you're taking something from somebody or you're putting something there. So things like basketball, football, rugby, etc. You know, those sort of skills. Where now they do a lot that is now known as real PE. air quoted that, because all that is about balance, agility, coordination, transferable key skills, and they're the things that you can teach that can transfer into multiple sorts. So if you can make a child well-rounded, I should be able to give them whatever piece of equipment, whether it be a basketball, a football, a rugby ball, and then I've just got to teach them the rules and the skills of that individual sport and the techniques of the sport, because they've got all the all-rounded.
But there's plenty of kids that have been given every opportunity and never get anywhere.
And why is that?
Because not everybody can be a professional at a sport they choose. I just don't believe it. I think you have to have some natural physical ability.
It's not physical. I believe it will come down to mental application. And that is the difference about... I'm not going to name the player.
You're going to have a lot of people now thinking, I can be a professional then. Matt said so.
Yeah.
A lot of people watching this now going, I'm going to be a professional dart player.
Why was I able to?
Because you had some natural ability and you worked hard.
How do you wake up and go, right, I can throw darts?
I don't know. I don't know. Matt, I didn't play darts. As you well know, fact, I did never picked up a dart until I was 38. By the time I was 40, I was a professional. Had no coaching at all, zero, and I got a PDC tour card.
Did that make you a professional?
That made me a professional.
So you weren't your
living
just
from... I was a member of the Professional Darts Corporation.
So you weren't your living just from playing darts?
I didn't at the time, but now I would have done.
So there's another question for you.
But
what is a professional?
But that was 2 years. So I clearly had some natural ability, because lots of other players, it takes them 10 years to get to the level that I was at. So there has to be some natural ability there. I didn't have any coaching. You know, there must be footballers that have never seen a coach that are unbelievable. So anyway, we've talked about that enough. That really quick answer, you didn't get it. Next question. We don't normally talk this long when I ask the comments.
Yes, you can. And if you don't believe that...
Can we move on to the next comment now, please?
Then why are you coaching?
I'm coaching to make players better. I don't give them any sense that I'm going to make them a professional, unless they're close to that already.
I mean, that's not what coaching is, to maximise someone's ability.
Yeah, but which is what I do.
So you are getting people and then you're instantly working out their limitations?
No.
How do you know where to take them?
I take them as far as I can take them.
So you've got to work out where their limitations are?
Which you can't from one session. You need to have multiple sessions with them and they keep getting better and you keep coaching them and they keep getting better until they either hit a point or they don't.
And what when they hit that point?
Like anybody, everybody has a point, just like you had a point.
And you don't think there's any further they can go once again. Right. Well, so if someone comes to you, they've worked with you for 2 years, and you go, this is as far as you're going to go, mate, you might as well stop turning up.
No, but Matt, you were top 64 in the world and did it for 10 years, but you never got to the top 32. Why?
I missed a lot of things.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same.
There's a lot of things missing that I would tell someone to do that I wouldn't do.
I think everybody does have a limit, and me included, at the sports that I've played, I think you can only get so far. Further than that, you need natural ability. It is the same as what I was trying to say earlier about, you can't take a professional player and make them messy. Because he's got extra stuff in him that you can't teach. So you can take that down a level and go, well, then can I take somebody who's got nothing and make them Ryan Giggs? I don't think you can, unless they've got something in them already.
So you're saying... nobody could strike a ball like Messi. He's the only player that can strike a ball.
No, he's
like
not
that.
The only one. I'm saying you couldn't make everybody strike a ball like
you
Messi.
You could make everyone strike a ball like Messi.
Okay, well, we'll agree to
it. It's the
we'll
bits that are around him that make it all work together. Like, you could go on the internet and learn how to do an armbar and how to do all the different moves you'd need in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But what you don't learn is the setup to them. So it's the bits that are around it, being in different environments, how to get to that and transition from different places. That's your training. So yeah,
are we moving on yet?
Very
because we're nearly at next week's podcast, so can we have the comment number 3? That'd be alright.
This is from Ian King. Not tried spam in ages. Think Andrew Andy has made me want to buy a can. Cheers guys. What about a video on Dartitis? I've not. Oh, here we go. We're going to debate it again, aren't we? Here we go again.
Ah, here we go. So, what about a video on Dartitis? Okay, you can't do one. There's my answer.
Here we go.
Because there's different. I don't know what type of Dartitis you've got.
Okay.
Can we do a video curing people of Dartitis without seeing them?
You can't do a video blanketing everybody under one umbrella anyway. Yeah,
that's my point.
But you, there are... I mean, the main thing to remember with Dartitis is what it is. And Dartitis is essentially a projection of the future. So it's an anticipation.
Mm.
So do not play with anticipation. So if, for example, if we got up and had a throw now, we'd be fine. We'd have a throw. But then if I started freezing and I started sticking, I would then, with people that have Dartitis, come up with methods that imagine that's going to happen. So I'm trying to come up with something now because that's going to happen in the future. I need to solve it now, even though it hasn't happened.
Mm.
So essentially what people say is do it with your eyes closed, do it with the lights off, do it with it. And then the problem is, you've preempted something's going to happen that hasn't actually happened yet. I do sessions on this.
Mm.
I do them either online or in person. I've got a very high success rate with it, but I'd also say that I've never done 100% success rate. People haven't come to me and I've guaranteed it, but a lot of people have come to me. I'd probably say my success rate is probably somewhere about 60-70%.
Mm. Same. If you remember when we went down to as a video, you can't do it.
If I can only in person get about 60-70%, I'm better in person than online. I get a higher success rate in person than online, and it normally takes some people 2 sessions, some people up to 10.
So let me pose another question to you then: are you a fan that the cure is go and have hypnotherapy? Because I hear that a lot in all sports. In golf, it's the yips with the putting. In snooker, it's the yips. In darts, it's the Dartitis. Do you go and see a hypnotherapist and that's it, you're sorted?
I struggled with it before Christmas last year, before Lakeside. You saw it.
Mm.
It was there. I was sticking. I was freezing. Yeah. I was struggling. Because you even went, Christ, this isn't the time to start getting Dartitis.
Yeah, man. Well, I thought it was just a technique change. It just looked different.
Yeah.
But
I worked. And then a few weeks later, I went and played on Lakeside Stage with no problems. No one would have known any different. So there are ways, and I had it when I was younger as well. There's ways to deal with it. The worst thing is not understanding what it is. You have to have answers, not questions. If you have questions, you will try and work out the answer. If you have answers, you don't ask questions.
Yeah.
And if you don't understand what it is, if you don't understand why it's happening, if you don't understand what are the benefits or how can I get around this, if you're asking yourself questions, you're never going to figure it out. Yeah. So you need to get to someone who's got the answers, get the answers for you, and then from there, stop asking the goddamn questions and just let it happen. So yeah, there are ways around it. 100%.
It's doing a video isn't the answer.
No.
Next page. Fantastic. We're doing well, Matt.
Are you enjoying these?
Managed
questions?
To do 3 questions there in at least about 20 minutes. So, yeah, brilliant.
Staple's coming out, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about the staple. It's okay. You can still read with that staple.
You can have that. You can have it with
Thanks
your
very much.
Yeah. You've done the same question twice. It's the same question. Not tried spam in ages.
That
I think Andy's
out,
made
it?
Me want to buy a
that
can.
Caught you out.
Cheers for the Dartitis. So.
Next one. Are they the same? Or is it just the top two?
No, it's literally the exact same question. Right, okay. See if there's a different question next, shall we?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Jack Wincott, 1066. Just wear one headphone, Andy.
So you don't know what that's in relation to, you know, do you now? So if you remember 2 weeks ago, I said my headphones keep dropping out. And then last week, I got the right size buds, put them in, but I couldn't hear a damn thing. I've got the headphones in. I couldn't hear myself speak or anything. And he's gone, if you take one out, you can still hear yourself talk. I thought that was genius. Hence why I put it on there.
And less
debated. Thank you for that.
Less debated as well.
Yeah.
Right. The Marathon Mahos. My 7-year-old grandson did a morning talk at school here in New Zealand this morning and spoke about what he did at the weekend. He said he watched the Mission Darts podcast all weekend.
What a legend. Mm. He was just getting a mention there for being a legend, his 7-year-old there, talking about the Mission podcast. Legend.
Gordon P., 3139, how about you both try do mimic your favourite 180 call or anyone else's for that matter? Okay. As you wrote it down, let's hear your favourite 180 call.
My favourite 180 call would be... I'm going to have a think now. 180!
Four links.
Kirk Bevan.
That's not Kirk Bevins. That is not Kirk Bevins.
So therefore, I'm not very good at this game. Right, you go.
That was Paul Hinks.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Kirk.
That was Kirk Bevins.
Oh, brilliant.
Right, moving on.
No, you've got to do yours.
I did agree to that. Hubs Karting. LOL. SPAM is American. It stands for... specially produced American meat.
We didn't know that, did we? Loads of people have got in the comments this week and go, spam is American. So we said in the podcast to our American viewers, this is what spam is. And they're like, we invented it. So there you go. Is that the last comment? Have we got any more? I think I've lost him. I think he's gone. I don't know whether he's trying to digest the next comment.
I'm trying to do my... So I'm going for... seriously poor, atrocious meat. Spam.
Brilliant, that, Matt.
Do you know what?
Did you think of that on the spot then? Did you just throw that up? Yeah, that's amazing.
You are like the least likely person I could ever think of eating a can of Spam.
Yeah. Some, you know.
Ooh, I like my steak, I like my tartar. You know, you're
there. Don't speak like that.
Yeah, especially when you're out somewhere. Like, yeah. Yeah. And the other thing you do, when we go to like a restaurant, it's a bit fancier. You don't sit like you're doing now. You know, you sit like this normally.
Yeah.
Like, you're like this. You're like, upright.
Yeah. I know. Well, this is what chest happens up. When you get sent to a private school as a child. You have to learn all those things, like what every knife and fork does. Oh, I could really get you going with the different knives and forks.
I know what it does. I know what it does.
You do?
Yeah.
What?
Feed me.
Yes. And you don't have any problem in that department. That's why you've got hands to feed you. Right, I've got a quiz question for you.
Okay.
Which is why I'm picking this up so you can't see the answer.
Oh, your poo sheet.
Or my poo sheet. So, and
I've got the thumbnail. The thumbnail for this week's podcast is you sat there holding a piece of poo.
Thanks. It's always me, isn't it? It always has to be me. Yeah, it wouldn't be you, would it? Anyway.
Well, you're the one with the poo list.
Question. Who had, this is a BDO World Championship question. Who has the honour of having the highest ever losing average in a BDO world final? Just pause and let our viewers have a think about that. Who has the honour of having the highest ever losing average in a BDO world final? I'll give you the clue. The average was 97.14 and he lost.
Of course, it was a losing average. Like,
yes, seriously. Just emphasising the point. Get your thinking cap on. I think for the first time, there won't be people shouting this answer out. I thought this was a difficult question.
The first name that came to my head, I don't think is correct, but it's the first one that popped to my head, and I thought Tony O'Shea.
No.
And I don't know why, because I know, yeah, I don't think it would have been. No. Dave Chisnall came to mind, but I don't think it's him.
No. Would you like a clue? Would you like to know who the winner was that year?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, then.
Mike Gregory didn't make the final, did he?
He didn't make the final. Mike Gregory, who missed a match dart win the world.
And for some reason, I thought it was PDC for a minute there, but he never went, did he? He never switched.
Yes, he went as well. So what's wrong with you today?
Who was the one who went back? It was Mike Gregory.
Martin Adams.
No. Mike Gregory went and switched back, didn't he?
He may well have switched back.
He did go to the PDC. He didn't commit. He went to do it, then he went back.
I think he was in the PDC. Anyway, he was part of the original players. You still haven't given me your answer.
I pass.
The clue is Barney won it. So Barney beat this...
four times.
Yeah, Barney beat this player to win the Worlds. The highest losing average, 97.14, was Richie Burnett.
Mm.
There you go. And there were a few around the sort of 96, 97. So I still find it amazing when I see Eric Bristow won it back-to-back years with exactly the same average, 97.5. On the old round wire boards, that's incredible. And I'll keep saying that because I still think it is. Okay. You like that question?
I'm seeing what else on your pin
list. That was a difficult question. Well, no, funnily enough, I had something else on my list here. But somehow we ended up talking about it, which was, my question was going to be to you, can anybody become a professional dart player? But we answered it from the comments.
Yeah, really can.
So obviously you said yes, and I disagree. And then my saying for the week, which I told you earlier, lots of people ask us about practicing, about coaching. We do loads of videos about it. And I think we should continue to keep stressing that practice has to mean something. So my new saying is practice with consequence. That's my new saying, practice with consequence. If you're not practicing and being able to lose while you're practicing, you're not really practicing. You're just throwing darts.
With no emotion.
Mm. It's the question I get asked the most. Why am I so good in practice and so bad in a game? And then when you delve into it and find out what they're practicing, there's no consequence. So if you know, it's not feeling the same, is it? It's a completely different, you know, you're just throwing darts and there's no consequence to, if you miss double 16, the six times you've thrown at it, you're not bothered, you just throw again. Whereas in a match, that's just cost you the game. So do you like that? Practice with consequence?
You're welcome.
It's not quite ambience, is it? But
yeah,
practice with consequence.
Hmm.
Anything else you want to talk about this week? What else has happened in the world of darts?
Well, there's always stuff happening. I was just seeing if there's anything else on your poo list.
No, there's nothing else on my list. There's nothing else on my list other than I had a little tortail that I thought we'd not done for ages. Mm. We started off doing tortails and then we've not done any for ages. And the sun came out and it instantly made me remember of the You never really did the BDO, did you?
No, never.
The BDO days where every tournament was in the, you had to stay in a caravan. And as you can imagine, I love that. You know, that was my absolute favourite. Going and staying in holiday camps in caravans in sweaty, horrible, it was horrid. But anyway, the sun came out and one of the lads said, oh, I'm bringing a tripod down with the board so we can all have a practice. Great. Got there. Caravan wasn't big enough. Didn't have the eight foot. Couldn't put the board up. And he was like, well, that's all right. Let's play outside. And he put the board up outside, measured the hockey, and thought we could all practice all weekend outside. You ever tried to throw darts outside? Can't recommend it.
You've reminded me of a story when we was younger.
Here we go.
Yeah. Was in a caravan. You know, the caravan parks that used to be at, didn't it? So in this caravan, and we didn't have anything to put down for an hockey, so we used toothpaste.
Okay.
And it sort of burns into, like, the caravan bit, like the
carpet?
Yeah, like burns into it.
Toothpaste?
Yeah.
Burn? What kind of toothpaste was that? Acid? Well, is it like battery acid toothpaste or something? If it's burning the carpet, what's it doing to your teeth?
Not like burn, like fire burn, but like where it didn't ignite.
Like, Jesus, that stuff's powerful. Just set the carpet on fire. Caravan's burnt down. What happened, Mr. Edgar? I just got my toothpaste out. Spilt a bit on the floor next minute. The caravan burnt down. No.
But like it burnt into the carpet. Like
So it
like,
left a mark.
And then when we was taking the stand down, it was a bit stuck, so I flung at it. Bits come off, gone through the window. This is in the day's caravan windows.
I think you've told me this story before.
Yeah. And then
I think you told me, I know what's coming.
And then we had to go to get the guy who said, someone's just come round, put like a thing through the window. And then they come round and like, this is quite interesting, because they put it through your window.
Yeah.
The rocks on the inside.
The glass is on the outside.
Like, yeah, just how it is, yeah.
Mate, I'd love to know whether that story... Do you know what? That's segue. Richie Burnett, it was the answer. I'd love to know whether that story's true about him making a pot noodle from the radiator. Because that is just like, there's no kettle in the room. Don't matter, mate. We'll just get some water out of the radiator.
It's true, yeah.
That's a true story.
That's one of many true stories, but they're not mine to tell.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah. On that note of thinking about making a pot noodle with radiator water, I'm not sure I can go on. It's been a pleasure as always, Mr. Edgar. A pleasure. I was struggling to say your name then.
Yeah, here's your questions back as
can
well.
Can I have them back?
Yeah.
I might read them again next week. See if people remember.
Yeah. Well, you've talked twice down already, so we'll do it a third time.